from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Royteam.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. And thank... Oh. Oops.
Did it again.
Did it again. I'm telling you guys.
You have lost track of time.
I really have. Let me do that again. I don't even know how to even intro it again now. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's the G and Ursula Show.
In his hump day.
Wait. If you're listening right now, tell me I'm not the only one. Tell me today at some point you didn't think it was a Thursday. I know it's not just me.
You know why?
Why?
Monday was such a good show, it felt like a Friday.
You know what
I've
happened?
Been all messed up ever since.
Monday was such a good show, and then what kind of news we have on Tuesday?
A very
heavy,
deep, heavy day.
Yeah, it was a heavy day.
So you just like want to skip Wednesday.
It felt like we got through a week worth of news in one day, one three-hour shift.
What's going on this hour of the show, Ursula?
Well, we are going to lighten things up, because when was the last time you, women right now listening, when was the last time you pulled your heels out to wear to work? Or have you been wearing the same baggy pants to work every day? Do we even know how to dress anymore? Is there a dress code in Seattle? We're going to have Heather join us, and we're going to have a fun discussion about that, because I'm going to admit something about what my wardrobe has become. And it's not pretty.
I was about to say something that I had on my bucket list. I always wanted to say, but it's too much information. I wanted to wear something when I'm doing the show while I'm home, and I've accomplished that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm terrified to ask.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah.
You know what?
Ursula's got that look.
She's
like, no.
You're putting that filter on right now is a good thing.
Ursula's like, no, G, no. Okay, let's get to Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Guarding Roofing and Gutters. One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
Is it time for Seattle to do away with design review? That headline from the fine folks over at Publicola. We are all aware of the Seattle process and how engaged some citizens are when it comes to what gets built in their backyards. Well, the Seattle Department of Construction Inspections is going to review their design review program. It is a complex permitting process that often adds significant time and cost to new housing projects. I want to quote here from the story because this is amazing. Quote, for months, an unelected board debated the color and style of brick on a grocery store and apartment complex in Queen Anne. Wealthy residents of an apartment tower in Belltown bogged down the construction of apartment tower next door by insisting the design include more curves to match its architectural context. And a new multifamily building on Capitol Hill had to be redesigned because it looked, quote, too historic. So, G. Scott, I'm curious, in your opinion, we all know that design review adds time and costs. But should there be any design review, or should people be able to build whatever they want so long as the building is safe and fits to code?
I think they should be able to build whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because some of the amazing, like one of the things that Lillian and I, we like to do, we like to drive around and go look at houses. I don't know if you guys like doing that.
Oh,
but
I love doing that.
I love doing it. And we were over at Point Rustin last weekend, and we were going to look at the homes that sit above there, and we just saw some really cool new additions that folks have done on homes. Like, wow, never seen that before. And what I mean by that is some of us are really creative. And so who are you to say that doesn't look good, right? So we are all subjective. I'm tired of living in a world where we got to all sound the same. Ooh, you don't sound right. Or, ooh, that doesn't look right. How do you want? You want me to have the white picket fence like we grew up all wanting? I want to be married, and I want to have a dog and a white picket fence, and right? So, yes, let your house look the way it wants to. And you say it all the time, Ursula. We got all the problems we have today because we got to go through all this bureaucracy, all this government, and all this waiting all this time. It's taking too much time. Let the people build how they want.
I agree that it takes too much time and it does get bogged down too much, but I think we're asking for big trouble if we say anyone can do whatever they want as long as it's up to code, because you have driven through those neighborhoods where there is that monstrosity that does kind of mess it up for the surrounding homes. I will say that I see that within my own neighborhood, and I mean, I get it.
Is it to the left or the right of your house, Ursula?
I'm not saying.
But
is it right in the middle?
But there are people who will build without any consideration for their neighbors or for what the other houses look like. They'll have some big giant thing that now has a big shadow that keeps you in the dark all day long in your house. And if you're talking about people putting in over $1 million in a house, yeah, I would want some kind of things that you would have to go through. That said, the process is way too long. And as someone who is now just going into the permitting process for an addition that is a very simple addition to our home, that's way too long. And that needs to change for sure.
I have to side with G. Scott here, Ursula.
Yeah, because come on.
Let's be honest, though. Gee, you have driven through a neighborhood or you've lived somewhere where you've looked at a building and
safely,
been like,
by the way, I just want to say all the neighborhoods have been good with me coming there. I just want to say that. But go
ahead. You've looked at a building in your neighborhood or somewhere you've lived and been like, man, that thing is ugly. Why did it get built? Who allowed this? Have you ever? Yes, we all have. But here's the thing. Yeah. That's how you get unique architecture. And what we have right now is just basically glass and steel cookie cutter buildings going up. And if you go out to the suburbs, it's all the big box townhouses and giant developments where they're all 2 feet apart from each other and you can look in your neighbor's bathroom window. That's what we get with design review is uniformity, more expensive housing, and it takes a heck of a lot longer to build.
Thank you.
I am completely fine with you putting anything on your house so long as it is not obscenity, right? So long as you're not putting up naked people on the outside.
That's happened too.
You want to put a spire on your roof? Fine. You want to paint it blue and yellow with a hot pink door? Don't care. If you want to live in an HOA, go live in an HOA. But I say bring on the creative architecture
Thank
and construction.
You. And here's another thing. Why does everybody got grass? Why does everybody want green grass?
That's a whole nother thing.
Just take the grass out, put some rocks.
Creative architecture is one thing. But again, if you're talking about something that is going to really mess it up for the other neighbors, I would want someone else. I would want some kind of recourse because otherwise my investment is going to be hurt by someone else's horrible choices.
Wait a minute now. All right. How about the neighbor on the block that has the broke down looking car? I said broke down looking. I didn't say it was broke down. How about does that mess with the character of the neighborhood?
No, that's different though because we're talking about permanent changes.
How about a pink house?
Yeah, you know what? I guess this would also be well. Then why do we have problems with neighbors who want to let their houses be taken over by squatters who may be doing drugs coming in and out all night. Why should you care?
Well, that's illegal.
That's not your house.
That's illegal.
Okay.
We talk about legal stuff.
Not all of it. Well, not all of it. But if you're talking about creating this ugly structure that, again, is going to impact.
Subjective, Ursula, on what's ugly and what's good looking. You know what's ugly? The white picket fence. That's ugly. It's boring. It's awful. You know what else is? Your little ugly shutters that you have painted. They look awful. Take them down.
The fake shutters that they have on apartments. Oh. The fake balconies.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, okay. So, Ursula.
I love this. I don't want to be mean, but I want to.
No, bring it on.
When you
put money down on a house and you have a house and you've invested a ton of money in a house and your neighbor decides to do something crazy wacky that does affect your house, I want to talk to you then.
Like bunnies taking over your yard?
But you don't have a legal right. Here's
your
the
door
deal.
Pink.
So long as like. If I buy a house and somebody decides to build something that blocks my view that is within code, I have no say in the matter.
Correct.
Why should I have the right to dictate what shape the awning is?
I don't have a right, but you said, should we do away with design review?
And my understanding of design review is mostly aesthetic when it comes to things that come up like this, right? It's not like, oh, height of building or
number of
parking spots.
Who know more to let us know if that were the case. But
GNR's the show listeners, I just want to say, I can tell you guys like new things, right? Because years ago, radio sounded the same, and now you get a little. Sometimes different architecture, the way it looks is different. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey!
I'm putting the pieces together, G.
Right?
And,
you get where I'm going with this.
I do get where you're going. For the record, though,
yeah.
I'm not in favor of cookie-cutter neighborhoods.
You're not in favor of the guy. Now, I will say, I always dreamed about coming out to get the newspaper in the mail in my robe and in house shoes.
Waving to the neighbor.
Hi, yeah. John.
Hello.
Hey, John. Hello, Susie. Well, how's work going? Oh, it's great, Ethel.
Speaking of waking up early and grabbing the paper, if you are a fan of waking up early, you are going to love what the Seahawks are doing come this November 13th, where they will play a game in Munich, Germany. They're going to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who will be the home team, so the Hawks are not going to lose any games here on the home field advantage. Gee, they played twice before abroad, in London in 2018 and Toronto in 2012. I believe they stomped their opponents in those games. Mm. But international matches, going all the way to Germany from Seattle, Washington. Mm. Love it or hate it?
Hate it. They're going over there to play Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, number one. Number two, it's going to be playing time. We'll start. Hear me out, y'all. 6:30 in the morning. Now, let me ask you a question. You might love your Seahawks. I love the Seahawks, too. You know what they've done for my life. I love them so much that I ain't watching them at 6:30 in the morning. You understand me? 6:30 in the morning on a Sunday, I got better. I don't want to word it the wrong way. But 6:30 in the morning, Ursula, on a Sunday, I don't like it.
What time do you get up to come here to the show?
That ain't the problem, Ursula.
It's a Sunday.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm awake during that time, but do we really care
yeah. about the Seahawks playing in Germany? Why are they doing it? Why do they do it?
To play in front of family members like you have over there.
Yes.
That's they're going to be over there. I'm not trying to be a Scrooge when it comes to them. This is great for people in Germany. Yes. This is great for the NFL. This ain't about them. This is about me. I'm selfish. I don't want to watch the Seahawks at 6:30 in the morning.
Yep. So they're going to... So don't.
But he wants to watch the Seahawks. Just not at that time.
It's not considered a home game, right?
What do you mean don't? I don't miss games, so I'm going to have to watch at 6:30.
I think it's cool to be able to show the Seahawks flag in Germany, make it an international sport. Soccer's become an international sport. Why not American football become an international sport as well and introduce it to more audiences? So I say great. I'm all about sharing the love of the Seahawks.
And
tell
the truth.
My goddaughter loves the Seahawks. When she lived with me for a year, she just was religious about watching them. And so it's a thrill for them.
Ursula, I love you. You like this just because it makes someone that I know happy. And here's the deal. Well, I disagree with you both. One, I don't think the NFL is ever going to succeed in marketing themselves to international fans. You're never going to have international franchises in places like Germany. Maybe Mexico, that's a possibility. But come on, Europeans are never going to get involved wholeheartedly in American football. As for your point, G, I would love football games to start at 6:30 in the morning because I have kids. They're awake anyways. And when I follow the Seahawks constantly, it's a day long commitment to follow football. And I just want to be able to enjoy both football and my weekend. And right now, that's not possible if the games are starting at 1 o'clock, smack dab in the middle of the day. I think there should be a law that no sports are ever played after 4 p.m. because I have to wake up early. That's just very selfish of me. But I think 6:30 is fantastic. What? I'd love to start my day.
I just want to ask all of you listening
what
right now.
What was that?
Is it really going to affect anyone's life?
I can't believe.
Is this segment going to affect anyone's life?
Wait.
The housing discussion?
Wait.
Yes.
Wait. Hold on. Before we move on this, those that love the Seahawks and love football, let me ask this. If and when, let's just say the Seahawks play a 10 o'clock game, so they're on the East Coast and they play a 10 o'clock game, and they, let's just say they lose that game, does that ruin your Sunday? Because it ruins mine. I can't even watch anymore NFL game. It ruins my Sunday. So if the Seahawks, if they lose, I'd rather it be Sunday night so I can go get my ice cream and go to bed. I'm telling y'all, does it matter? Yes, it matters.
You don't want it to be 9 a.m. and you're bummed.
Like, the whole if the
so they just need to win. They just need to win in Germany.
It's hard against Brady.
Mm. Yeah. Ursula, my ugly shutters do not impact your life.
No, I'm getting a lot of text messages.
What did I say?
I built this house years ago down by the Fauntleroy Ferry, which wiped out an elderly couple's view of the ferry, and I've been there, and they'd been there since 1955. Made me so sick, I went home after that. Okay, another one. Someone else talked about a house that was such a monstrosity that the city made him tear it down because it was dwarfing everyone else's house in that neighborhood.
Yeah, out of code. See, there you go.
Thank you. Out of code.
And how did they figure that out? Design review.
No, they built it first.
They didn't have design review.
I ain't gonna lie. That's a good, very good point at the end, Ursula. Dang it. Oh, that's a good point. So there has to be some type of design review.
Yes.
But at least it's going to be up to code.
It should take 5 minutes.
It should be a lot faster.
Right?
It shouldn't languish for 6 months, okay? That I agree.
Put that in part of the safety. It can't be this height, can't be that wide. No, but then you're discriminating against size.
It's like a dating profile.
Yeah. Coming up next at 11:30, how in the world Heather Bosch is going to explain this new phenomenon about social media influencers giving advice for people to go back to work? We'll do that next, Gene Ursula.
Welcome back to the G and Ursula Show. Happy Wednesday to all of you. As always, we invite you to join us on our Facebook show community, G and Ursula Facebook show. Facebook show? Show page on Facebook. Good grief.
Happy Thursday, Wednesday? Ursula.
Happy Thursday, Ursula. Watch somebody. Wait.
Yeah, no, it's Wednesday. 888-973-5476 is our state roofing text line. And speaking of just being a little discombobulated, are you back to working in the office yet? How's your wardrobe looking these days?
As the song on CBS's Late Show points out, it is time to find your office apparel. And if the pandemic has dulled your sense of fashion, never fear, social media is here.
For those of you who don't wear blazers, you need to watch this video because I promise I am going to inspire you.
I'm going to show you one of the most popular ways to tie a tie. Using the Windsor knot.
Guys, you can pull it off.
With encouragement and guidance.
Know the rules on tucking in your shirt.
Yes, there are apparently rules and steps not to be rushed.
Before putting the belt around your waist, let's test it out in your hands. Put the belt in the buckle like this.
First, we're going to practice opening buckles.
So the first step is going to be to sit down.
Okay, moving on from the basics.
So after you're seated, you can scrunch up one leg and kind of roll it up and stick one leg through.
And you drape it around your neck, and then you take one end.
Pinch the button, pull out the shirt, push it through, and grab it. Well done!
And of course, some things like high heels may need practice.
Make sure you walk heel first because it's going to stabilize the foot and give you more balance.
Practice, practice.
Place one foot in front of the other. It's a great way to help identify your signature walk.
What?
Think of yourself as kind of like a little new baby giraffe.
The result, hopefully,
instant fabulous.
At least that's according to all your coworkers who refuse to come back to work because they've quit their jobs to become internet influencers. Heather Bosch, Cairo News Radio.
Oh my goodness. Love it.
You outdid yourself with this one. You, Heather, you raised the bar with this one.
We needed a dose of happy in this long week, didn't we?
So we have gotten so bad that we need social media influencers to remind us how to put our pants on.
Yes. Well, it's
so how has your wardrobe changed, though? Because I want to admit something.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I haven't worn a dress in 2 years. The only time I wore a dress was when we were on TV with Angela Russell.
Oh.
And I was wearing those heels. I could not walk.
I know, right? Just be a little baby giraffe, Ursula. Little baby giraffe.
I was like, that's seriously, these heels, these beautiful
we're
shoes.
We're all out of practice.
I can't.
We're out of practice.
Yes.
The biggest thing that I would biggest piece of advice that I would give to anyone about what to wear is this. All of the rules that you have in your mind, in your head, mm-hmm. or what you've been told, and don't wear white before before Memorial Day, and don't wear white after Labor Day, don't wear this, don't wear that, throw them away.
They're all out the door.
All the rules Agreed. Are gone. If you're someone and wants to wear a suit, as you guys see, when I wear a suit now, I will never again wear dress shoes with the hard bottom. I'm always wearing the comfortable shoe that's going to display my personality, mm-hmm. right? So wear something that's about you. Because if you're dressing for others, you're uncomfortable. If you're dressing for you, you feel great. And you know what they say. When you look good, you feel good. And True. When you feel good, you play good. And when you play good, guess what else they do? They pay good.
And thankfully, if you do want to step it up and wear the suit, there's someone handily on social media to tell you how to put that belt on. Because
Or the Windsor tie.
Or the Windsor tie.
Or does a Windsor knot.
Yeah. Or tuck your shirt.
Go on social media. This is a good idea. This is why this is so good and what you're doing. I know people are like, oh, I'm not going to do that. No, actually do it.
They will. You know they will.
They will help you. You could type it however you want.
Do you really need help from social media influencers to figure out how to dress? Seriously.
Okay, wait. I don't. But no, let me give you an example. I have this. I'm glad you asked that. I have a pair of shoes. I'm wearing some Air Gods that I'm wearing this weekend in Vegas, right? And they're high top. They're suede, black, all this stuff. Well, I was like, how do I want to rock these, as in wear them? I looked them up on Google, and I put images, and I see how some people have been wearing them. So you can get ideas on how to wear something.
So a few decades ago, uh-huh. I used to be so concerned about what I wore.
Yeah, it's changed, hasn't it? I wore
Today?
A dress to church.
Are
that
you
was,
kidding me?
Easter Sunday. That's the last time I wore a dress.
And right now, I think our employers are so happy just to see people in the building that they're not going to say anything.
We hope.
Well, because I remember a former news director. I always tell the story. Andy was his name. Mm. When I was wearing high heels, but they were open-toe sandals.
Yeah.
Working in the newsroom. Now, mind you, I don't go out of the building when I was an editor. I was
right.
at the desk.
Right.
And he looked at me and said, what are you going to do if the mayor walks in and you have those shoes on?
He was worried about your open-toe shoes.
And I was wearing a dress. I was dressed to the hilt, and he was worried about
my goodness.
What am I wearing today?
A sweatshirt, a Nike designer sweatshirt.
With some Nike joggers. And
Crocs.
With the initials.
Oh, goodness. I know. You've got signature shoes.
You look very comfy.
I'm comfy today.
But somebody
would argue that I'm not professional.
Someone would probably argue I'm not professional right now, but I'm good. I'm wearing a flannel shirt, and I have five pairs of, ladies know this, leggings, different
yes.
ones. I just switch them out.
And just remember, Ursula, when you put those high heels on, pretend you're a little baby giraffe.
I felt like a giraffe that day. I was very tall.
I just want to say, Heather, that was outstanding.
Thank you. Anytime for you guys.
All
Anytime.
Right. That is Heather Bosch. She does amazing work here on our Cairo station. Hey, coming up next, it is time for your texts, your feedback, and then we'll have Ursula's Words to Live By. It's Gene Ursula. The show. It is Happy Wednesday, by the way, and usually this is the time where we get to the text, but before we do that, and we were telling Ursula a second ago, Ursula like, I don't see the text, and she's
I
like,
I did
Wait.
Not say it that way.
Kinda.
I just said, chef,
yeah.
because just know that we often get the text messages within 10 seconds of when the mic turns on.
Oh, sometimes it's less.
And sometimes it's less. So we're reading it cold. Mm-hmm. And this time I see nothing. And so I'm asking, where are they?
Are you nervous?
Yeah, because then Chef and G say, oh, trust us. Now, I pointed out that today is my last day for the next 4 days.
Okay.
So I got to end on a very high note. Mm-hmm. So no pressure or anything. So I'm trusting you to end on a high note.
You know what? You're right.
Oh, good.
You've trusted 33 years in news, and you trusted I'm going to do a show with a car detailer and a former chef.
I haven't regretted it since.
Okay, then.
But don't make me regret it today.
All right, chef.
Ursula, just before I do this, where are you going this weekend? What's going on?
Aw, okay, well, I'm going to Colorado. We're going to Boulder to see my son graduate.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah, and both your sons are going to be there?
Yes, they're both going to be there.
Mark's going to be there?
He's going to be there, too.
Okay, well, since you are flying out to Boulder tomorrow to celebrate your son Eric's graduation from college, I have to do this today, Ursula. We know how much words mean to you. So before you take a much-needed break to spend time with your family, we would like to send you off with an early Mother's Day message.
Ursula is an award-winning journalist with 30 years experience at Cairo Radio. One day, her son had an idea. Why not host a show with G?
Hey, Mom, it's Steven. First off, I want to take a moment to let you know how proud, humbled, and inspired I am by the work you and G do for the community with your show. The crucial conversations, timely interviews, and emotional moments, be it a laugh or a cry, remind all of us that even in the most challenging of times, there are good people in this world. Thank you for encouraging us to be the best version of ourselves each and every day. Second, I want you to know that I wouldn't even be a fraction of the man I am today without your love, encouragement, and support. You have been there for me every step of the way, helped me navigate through every obstacle, big or small, and been my biggest supporter since day one. Moreover, you are, at a fundamental level, the nicest and most compassionate person I know. The world is so much brighter with you in it, and I am thankful that I get to call you Mom. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you to the moon and back, and thank you again for everything you do.
Mama, just want you to know.
Well, I don't think that it gets any better than that.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I love you, Steven.
I want to take this time to say, Ursula, you are one of the greatest human beings in the world. And I think that everyone listening right now, everybody that knows you, we all love you and we appreciate it. A lot of times people say, well, you guys have the number one show. Well, we have the number one show because you're on it, Ursula. And I mean, that is the reason why. We actually have somebody else that wants to say something to you right now. Caller, go ahead and you can say what you have to say.
Hey, Mom. It's Eric. I just wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day. I just wanted to say you've been the best mom I could ask for, and I'm just super grateful for all your love and support through my life. And I'm proud of the accomplishments you've made in your career lately with your show, and I'm excited to see what's next. Love you.
Oh my God, I love you, Eric, and I'm so proud of you, and you've worked so hard, and I cannot wait to be together. Oh my gosh, you guys have outdone yourselves. Steven and Eric, I am so lucky to be your mom. I am so lucky, and when I say that you are the biggest gift to me, I mean it, and just the fact that we're all going to be together, that is going to be the best Mother's Day, and love you guys. And
thank you. Yeah, I can't wait to be home.
Okay, I love that this is the first time they've been on the show. And their mother is a crying wreck, which always makes them a little uncomfortable.
Hey,
but
congratulations, Eric. Hey, you graduating, player.
Thank you.
Well done. Well done.
I know, and Steven just got a big promotion, and Eric's graduating in 4 years. I mean, I couldn't be more proud. But I'm most proud of the fact that they are just great young men. Yeah. So, lucky. We are lucky.
Talk soon, Eric.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
And congrats on the show.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
How did you guys pull that off? You guys are I don't even know that you even had their phone numbers.
Do you remember when you forgot your phone at home and Mark had to bring it here?
Yes.
Well, I got Mark's number about a year and a half ago. I've been sitting on it.
Oh, that was...
Thanks, Mark.
Probably that was by far the best Mother's Day gift I've ever received.
So does this mean that when Chef and I say trust us, you good now?
I am a mess. You guys, thank you. And to all moms out there, happy Mother's Day. I know that families look different for everybody, but I hope that you all have a peaceful weekend.
There it is. Well,
that was amazing.
Can you still do words to live by still?
Yeah, actually.
Oh.
And this is perfect because I wanted to talk about gratitude, and I'm so thankful that I get to work with you guys every single day. I'm so glad that I get to share our 3 hours with our listeners. And this is from Melody Beatty, who says, "Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow." Thank you, guys. I love you guys. Love my boys. Love my husband. I'm blessed.
We love you too, Ursula.
Thank
love
you.
You back.
I'll trust you now forever.
You guys heard it. You heard Ursula say it. Get that clip, Chef. I'll trust you guys now forever. Ooh-wee. Nick, what you got, bruh?
That's going to be really tough to top. That was awesome, by the way, Chef. Great work. But I got to say, I feel bad, but at the same time, not really. I really do love Alaska Airlines. All my flights with them have been top-tier quality and service. But I tell you what, the best ability is availability. And when I buy that plane ticket, I want to be sure I'm getting to where I need to be, folks. And I want to be flying away, baby. Now, gee, it's today's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Your flight's tomorrow. Don't let me catch you rushing to the airport today, and don't let Heather get your mind all up in a wrap with your outfits now. And Ursula, happy Mother's Day. That was awesome. I hope you have safe travels to Colorado as well.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. So, Ursula, next week we'll be talking to you. Please have some stories for us.
I will.
You got to be bringing back a graduate from college.
Yeah. Well, he's got a few more weeks, but yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is he coming to live with you?
I believe so.
Shout out to Eric.
Makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. We do this again.
He's got a job.
Well, appreciate you guys for listening. Love you for that, and be good.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody. Fly away.